After more than a year in a North Korean prison, American college student Otto Warmbier has been returned to his family. But he is in a coma and suffering severe neurological damage. His father, Fred Warmbier, says the family does not believe the North Korean explanation for how Otto ended up in a coma, but they don't know what really happened.
I know you have many questions about what transpired. So do we. We have few answers. There's no excuse for the way the North Koreans treated our son. And no excuse for the way they have treated so many others. I call on them to release the other Americans being held. No other family should have to endure what the Warmbiers have.
Warmbier says he and his wife Cindy had met repeatedly with government officials about their son, and that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and others had been working intensely behind the scenes to secure their son's freedom. He also hinted at some frustration with the Obama administration for not having done more. Fred Warmbier says the family was advised to keep a low profile to avoid angering the North Koreans further.
We followed that logic, and then at this, there came a time where that doesn't seem to have any impact. So we went public with an interview and on the Tucker Carlson show, and then did a couple written pieces. And then very quickly, we have Otto home.
Now, there are some people who really understand exactly what the Warmbier family is feeling. Yuna Lee is a television producer for Voice of America's Korean service. In 2009, she was captured with her fellow journalist, Laura Ling, and held prisoner in North Korea for 4 months. Yuna, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, I have to express my true gratitude to you for coming on to talk about your personal experience, which I'm sure isn't easy, especially in the light of what Otto Warmbier has gone through. But can you just start by telling us about the trial that you were put through in North Korea? When that happened, what did you understand that the North Koreans wanted from you?
I just didn't understand. They gave me a 12-year sentence for making a documentary about North Korean defectors living in China. And we did the trespassing the country, that which was 2 years. But because of making the documentary about this North Korean defectors' life, living below human life in China, they are saying that it was a hostile act towards the country.
So where were you held and what were the conditions like?
I was in a cell for 3 days until we were moved to Pyongyang. And it was, it looked like a guest house. And I was there for 140 days.
And what were the conditions like there?
It wasn't bad. There was no hot water, but it was a one room. And I had two guards watch me 24/7 and provided 3 meals a day.
Huh. Well, and were you interrogated during that time while you were serving your sentence?
Not after the sentence, but before the trial, yes. I was interrogated for about a month, 6 days a week, from morning to night.
From morning to night. And what was that like?
It was just sitting in front of an interrogator and then just answer the same questions over and over until they hear what they wanted to hear.
What kind of questions were they asking you? What did they want to know?
They just wanted to know everything from the documentary that we were working on, who we met, and our sources, and even like little details about our family members.
Did you have any sense as to why they wanted to know all these things?
No, not at all.
And I presume that you weren't, while you were in prison, that you didn't have much or any contact with the outside world.
Not at all. The only sources that I get information I get from outside was letters from family and friends. And I heard Otto Warmbier, he did not receive any letters since last March.
I hope this doesn't sound like too simplistic a question, Yuna, but how did you pass your time during all those months where you were in prison?
Time passed so slow there because you have no one to talk. You just have four walls in front of you. So I walked around my room a lot. Just in the room, I circled and walked and just thought about my family members and read letters from my families over and over and over and until I memorized them all.
You memorized all the letters?
Yeah.
And what did that mean to you to have those words in your mind and heart like that?
I was very thankful that I was not forgotten and people were remembering me, and then people were working hard to for my release. I was very thankful. Mm. That was my hope, that I was not forgotten.
Mm. And what was it like when you found out that you were to be released?
Just I can't even express. There is no word to express. I was so grateful and just so happy to be home. And I remember the first day I came home that I felt like it's a free air. I'm breathing in free air.
Well, Yuna Lee is a television producer for Voice of America's Korean service. In 2009, she was captured with her fellow journalist Laura Ling and held prisoner by North Korea for 4 months. Yuna, thank you so much for sharing your story and thoughts with us.
Thank you.